在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The Multidimensional Poverty Index takes into account issues such as health and education and whether or not people have access to clean water and electricity. Sabina Alkire is director of the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative, and she co-created the new index.
One striking feature is that most of the poor people live in South Asia.And 51% of the 1.7 billion people that we've identified as poor are resident in that continent. And it's not only the number, but also the intensity.
She says about one quarter of the world's poor live in Africa, according to the MPI.
When we compare the 26 poorest countries of Africa with states in India that have the same intensity of deprivation, we find that there are more poor people with this intensity of deprivation in India than in sub-Saharan Africa. And that's quite striking.
Alkire says the new index paints a different and sometimes surprising picture of poverty than studies that look at income alone. For example, in Ethiopia, 90% of people are MPI poor, compared to the 39% who are classified as living in extreme poverty. And 1.7 billion people living in the countries covered by the index live in poverty according to the MPI. That's higher than the 1.3 billion people who live on $1.25 a day or less. Alkire says a benefit of the new index is that it shows how poverty affects people living in different regions of a country.
We looked at Kenya, where Nairobi has the poverty of Dominican Republic, not too much poverty, whereas the northeastern rural area of Kenya is worse than our poorest country, Niger, with more than 90% of people poor.
She says it also shows the range of poverty amongst different ethnic groups. She says in some countries, the variety is tremendous. The Multidimensional Poverty Index was developed by the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative with support from the United Nations. It will be featured in the upcoming UNDP Human Development Report, replacing the Human Poverty Index.Researchers analyzed data from 104 countries with a combined population of 5.2 billion, just under 80% of the world's total population. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.